Test number one on the scientific method, digestive system, and respiratory system. Version A. Base your answers to questions 1 through 4 on the diagram below, which represents the human digestive system. 1. Peristalsis occurs in the structures represented by letters 1, B, C, and F, 2, B, C, and D, 3, A, C, and G, or 4, D, F, and G. Question number 2. Most reabsorption of water occurs within which structure? 1, F, 2, G, 3, C, 4, D. Question number 3. Which statement best describes the chemical digestion of carbohydrates? 1, it begins in G and ends in D. 2, it begins in A and ends in E. 3, it begins in B and ends in C. Or 4, it begins in A and ends in G. Question number 4. Most chemical digestion of proteins occurs in the areas represented by letters 1, A and F, 2, B and G, 3, C and E, or 4, D and G. Question number 5. Two examples of carbohydrates are 1, amino acids and alcohol, 2, fatty acids and glycerol, 3, sugars and starches, 4, fats and waxes. Question number 6. How does the control setup in an experiment differ from the other setups in the same experiment? 1. It differs in the one variable being tested. 2. It tests a different hypothesis. 3. It utilizes a different method of data collection. Or 4. It has more variables. Question number 7. Base your answer to the following question on the diagram and graph below and on your knowledge of biology. The diagram represents the human digestive system. Pepsin and trypsin are human digestive enzymes. The graph indicates that pepsin would function best in the 1, stomach, 2, large intestine, 3, mouth, 4, small intestine. Question number 8. In the human respiratory system, bronchioles directly connect the 1, epiglottis and larynx,